Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Unfortunately, yesterday, we had another incident. Police brutality, and this was very, very, very hard to watch. Normally, we don't talk about a lot of these subjects because it becomes controversial. It becomes political. But this, as far as I can tell, is just totally one-sided. With what happened yesterday, George Floyd was killed by a police officer in Minneapolis, and there's at least a five-minute video of an officer with his knee on the back of this guy's neck and on top of his head. And he choked him out. He basically sat there and choked him out as he was already detained. It looked like his hands were behind his back and cuffed. And the officer had other officers surrounding him. George Floyd was pleading for help, saying, "I cannot breathe." One of the officers said, "Well, he just talked, so he can still breathe." And you had people surrounding the incident. And now George Floyd is dead at the age of 46. Protests everywhere. In Minnesota, people are saying, "Oh, you can't take a knee on the field, but you can on someone's neck." So it's being taken to Colin Kaepernick. LeBron James tweeting about Colin Kaepernick, and you had Dez Bryant yesterday with a very emotional Facebook Live post. Tank Lawrence also tweeted, "Done being quiet and done being angry. How can we feel safe when those meant to protect us are killing us? When will minorities be free to be Americans in America?" Jaylen Brown off the Celtics, "If I was in attendance, I would have been arrested for sure." Donovan Mitchell, "Sickening. I have no words." Lisa Leslie also tweeted about it. Odell Beckham, "Words, honestly, sickening. It really is no explanation." And there isn't. The four officers have been fired, but now some people need to be put in jail and put in jail for a very, very long time. It's disturbing. It's tough to watch the video. It's heartbreaking. It's maddening. It's angersome. All at the same time as this story is taking over the entire country right now with George Floyd in Minneapolis.
Yeah, totally has. And you know, and I saw this yesterday. You had alerted me to it. You and Troy did, because I hadn't seen it yet, and just I couldn't believe what I was watching. I couldn't believe it. Like, this isn't this isn't an officer seeing a fake gun and pulling a trigger. This is just a guy with his knee on a neck, and the dude, you know, asking for his mom, saying, "Mama, I can't breathe, mama. It was tough to watch. It was really, really tough.
You know, I always try to keep it a little bit balanced with these stories, because I know that police get all the hatred, right? And I think that police officers many times have a job that is thankless. They have a thankless job and they're hated. You know, how many police officers do you see drive by you and you don't tense up and you don't think, "Oh, how are they going to get me? What am I doing wrong?" Or you walk on the street and you're like, "Am I doing everything okay? Am I going to get busted for something? Like, is everything good?" There's rarely a feeling of positivity when it comes to a police officer and those that listening, and watch out for us and do protect us from things and respond. But in this type of instance, man, I was hoping that we were farther away from this. After, you know, Colin Kaepernick made it so much louder of a topic with what he did to sacrifice his NFL career. But just all the ugly thoughts come rushing back to me. Like, think about the incidents that happened before cameras, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't matter what George Floyd did, you know? It doesn't matter what George Floyd did in terms of petty theft, in terms of whatever misdemeanor crime may have been there. You know, I don't know the details of that right now. What matters is he was helpless laying on the ground. He was detained, and an officer with no regard put his knee and his leg and all his weight on his throat and on his neck mm-hmm. and killed him.
And it's weird you say that, you know, the about police, the thankless job. I got two cops in my neighborhood, and they're great dudes. When I see them drive away in their squad car, I initially have a different, you know, viewpoint on it, right? It's just, you see a car, it's different. My cousin is a cop in New York, and he's told me the tricks they use to get people for drunk driving. And I'm like, God, dude, really? And it's, yeah. I understand what they're doing, but he's also said everyone that we encounter, we consider a threat. And that is part of the problem, that they're on too, and I guess they have to be, but they're on too high of alert. And but this, from everything I saw, George Floyd didn't do anything that would put someone on super high alert. I didn't see anything. Now, maybe it was something on tape that I didn't see, but from what I saw, there was no necessarily high alert. The guy was detained. I mean, he was as detained as it gets when he's on the ground like that. There is no other way to kind of put it. He was no longer a threat, if he ever was.
He was a suspect in a forgery case at a grocery store, and that he resisted arrest. So, you know, a lot of times when someone gets killed or someone gets shot, are they a threat? Are they in the middle of a chaotic scene where an accident could have happened? This was neither. He was not a threat, and it was not a chaotic scene. He got choked out. He got choked out on the ground, and the Minneapolis mayor, Jacob Frey, said it's the right call to fire the four officers and that being black in America should not be a death sentence. For 5 minutes, we watched a white officer press his knee into a black man's neck. 5 minutes. When you hear someone calling for help, you're supposed to help. This officer failed in the most basic human sense. And you had other officers around him. What about, you know, I asked Amanda, I said, what would we have done if we were watching that there on the sidewalk? What would you have done and what would have happened to the person who walked in the middle of it and either tried to put their hands on the officer to pull him off or to scream at the officer like, you're killing him.
Yeah.
You're killing him. You know, like the bystanders, those who watched it happen, the person holding the cell phone, should they have gotten involved? Those are all the things that I was thinking of yesterday as this news was breaking and the protest started in Minnesota. And these cops give other cops a bad name. You know, it's just it's a perception thing. It's a perception thing. And unfortunately, it's a problem that's a long, 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 long way away from being fixed. Manny Acho. Local, Longhorn, I believe St. Mark's from Dallas. Mm-hmm. Manny Acho is an analyst on ESPN, and he commented on this story on television.
My life would be wasted if all I ever did was debate Jordan and LeBron and who's better. If all I ever did was break down a cover two defense and what that means. Because all of that stuff means nothing. It actually means nothing when people are unnecessarily dying. My white brothers and sisters, we need y'all's help. We, my black brothers and sisters, have been outraged, but it's not enough. The energy was there, my sports fans, when Myles Garrett seemingly swung his helmet at Mason Rudolph and nearly killed a man. The tweets were there and the energy was there. But where is that same energy when a police officer actually did kill a man in George Floyd? Where is that same energy?
And here's a more sickening aspect of this. because of the media and television world we live in, it won't be long before someone desperate for attention makes the insensitive comment or makes the insensitive remark about how this, you know, was somehow deserved or that this isn't a big deal. Someone will do it. Someone will do it, and they'll be trending, and there'll be a firestorm, and there'll be a backlash. Someone will diminish what happened in Minneapolis because that is the sick, toxic media world that we live in where people don't worry about going to sleep at night. They just worry about the retweets, the likes, and the web hits. But it will happen. And also, there was a tweet yesterday that I retweeted. It won't be long before we hear about every mistake George Floyd has ever made in his life as a means of deflection. There will be a character assassination that tries to sedate our conscience so that we ingest the idea that the victim is not worthy of our outrage and not worthy of our love. And that'll happen. You know, that'll happen with George Floyd. But the officers and the officer have to go to jail for a very, very long time. So we don't comment on every single one of these stories. This one's unavoidable. It is so – How do you with a, you know, body cams are on you. That's what, that's like, in addition to being okay with killing someone, how do you not have it in your mind you're being watched all the time? Are you that stupid to think that a body cam, we had people in our house the other day and I was like, should I turn on the security camera? And Amanda's like, I'm sure they're told by their businesses, every house has a camera system. You know, whether it's Ring, whether it's DFW security, everyone knows they're being watched all the time. And you're a police officer with body cams and cell phones sitting there on the sidewalk in a city, in a major city, and you are still okay with doing it? You're the completely ignorant, or you didn't give a blank. Probably a combination of both. So that is the sports world reacting to what happened yesterday with George Floyd. 877-881-1053. Dez, very passionate on Facebook Live, and we told you what Tank Lawrence tweeted as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.